Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Yud Aleph Omud Beis. And we are in the middle of the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Simon Shin Nun Ches. We got up to the very bottom line of Resh Yud Aleph Omud Aleph yesterday. We did the Mechaber. The Mechaber taught us about how to enclose a yard that was not enclosed originally for Dira purposes. It was Mukaf Lo L'Shem Dira, and how to make such a yard into a Mukaf L'Dira. The Ramah now gives us additional suggestions in this matter. Hagah, the Ramah says, V'im Kasha Olav Lefrotz HaKosel. Yesterday, one of the suggestions we made was go make a breach in this wall that's already enclosing the yard. If you make the breach more than 10 amos, 10.1 or larger, then it's not considered as if it's enclosed anymore, and then you can enclose that in various ways to make it now enclosed hukof ledira for dira purposes. But if you can't do that for whatever the reason, so the Ramah brings down Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that states, the Yochel Aniach Ofar Eitzel HaKosel Mishneit Stodim. Go and fill up on the sides of the wall, both on the inside and the outside of the wall, right adjacent to it, dirt over there, mishneit stadim, both sides, achi yismayit hakosel migova asarot tvachim, until the height of the kosel is no longer 10 tvachim, because the dirt that's there minimizes the wall that's there. The dirt that's there we consider halachically as if it's the ground, and therefore you now have, for example, a wall that was 12 tvachim originally, you put in 4 tvachim of dirt on both sides of the wall, so even though from the baseline it's still 12 tvachim of wall, but from the dirt that's adjacent to the wall, there's now 4 tvachim of dirt, so you only have 8 tvachim of wall over there, and therefore this wall is no longer considered a mechitza, and this way it's not considered hukof already, and now when you'll eventually remove the dirt, you can make this now hukof ledira after the fact. The rochav ofar, in this situation, the width of the dirt that you have to put there has to be rochav me'arba. The Mishnah Berurah will explain in Sivkot Lamed Beis, tzarech lomar rochav arba has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. And the reasoning, the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'tam de bepachos me'arba, less than 4 tefachim wide, in a royal lamod olav ulisaki. It can't be used as a separate area to stand on. It's too small. Therefore, you need it to be at least 4 tefachim wide. If it's 4 tefachim wide and it's heaped up to make the wall less than 10 tefachim in its total height from the floor of this heaped up area of dirt on both sides, so then you've essentially breached the wall in a way that doesn't physically involve to breach the wall. And that's what the Ramah tells us here, the rochav ofer rochav me'arba'ah, it's at least 4 tefachim over here, be'orech eser amos, along the entire breach of the wall that you need to create over here, which is a little bit more than 10 amos wide, be'orech hakosel, adjacent over here, along the entire wall, let's say 10.1 amos, so you've essentially breached the wall. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nuchav Tes, u'mayrik ishakosel hu pochos me'esrim tefachim bagova, we'll see, we'll learn this in a moment. The Mishnah Berurah is pointing it out now that the total height of the wall can't be more than 20 tvachim, because if it's more than 20 tvachim, so then you're not going to have over here a halachic destruction of the wall, because if you put in more than 10 tvachim of dirt, so the wall is now less than 10 tvachim, but you're going to have the dirt acting as a mechitza. And if you put in less than 10 tvachim, you're going to have more than 10 tvachim of wall. So that's why the wall has to be here less than 20 total tvachim of height. If it's 10 tvachim of height, so then it's a mechitza, and any dirt that you put there will minimize the wall. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Bekosel Esmo Yoser Lo Mahani Hay Takana. This Takana won't work, as I just explained. Ukemoshi is Borlakami, as the Mishnah Berurah himself will explain in the Shaar HaTzion Os Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says in Sivkot Lamed Mishneit Tzad, you have to do this on both sides. Kadeshi is Batel Mechitza. In order to nullify this wall over here, you have to essentially halachically destroy it by putting dirt there to make this less than a 10 tefach tall mechitza. Shari Yesh Drisa Saregel Mikarka Hakarpaf L'chutz L'karpaf. In this way, you can go and walk a traverse, so to say, over this wall from the area of the karpaf to the area outside the karpaf, so it's not considered halachically enclosed because it's very easy to step over this now less than 10 tefach space. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph says, Achi Yismayit, you have to get it down to less than 10 tefachim tall, and in this way, v'hevi kiporitz b'malchum hazeh, we consider this as a breach in this place, v'imkein, and therefore, yochel ata livnos shon beiz dira, now you can go build a house over there, o livtoch shon pesach midira, so, or open up a opening from this house into this courtyard, im lo yoshon pasuch l'karpach b'kvar, if you didn't already have it opened up previously, and now, v'yachakak, sh'yifane ofar, now when you go and remove the dirt eventually, it's as if, domi kimo hikiv achar shepasach mitchila, this is now as if you're making the wall all anew after the house is built there and after the opening for the house into this karpath is in existence. Now you're, so to say, rebuilding the wall by removing the dirt. As we discussed in yesterday's shiur, this would be perfectly permissible in this manner that we bring down from the Ramah today as well. And you have to have at least 4 tefachim of dirt on each side of the wall in its width. Sifkat Lamid Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Tzarech Lomar, Rochav Arba'ah, has to be a platform at least 4 tefachim wide. Vatam Debepochus Me'arba'ah, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, Ein Oroi Lamod Olav Ulisaki, then you can't really use it to stand on, it's too narrow, and therefore it doesn't minimize the height of the wall. You can see this in a diagram form in Dirshu footnote number 18, albeit, to be honest, I found the diagram a little bit hard to see, but maybe you'll have a little bit better luck with it, but it basically depicts exactly what I just said. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Gimel that this runs across the entire 10.1 or 10 plus Amos breach that you're now creating in this wall by the dirt being there, knocking down the wall halachically. Sarech Lomar, Be'orech Yosem Yeser, it has to be a little bit more than 10 Amos. Daz lo yechoshev pesach alapirza v'chanal, as we explained in yesterday's share, if it's 10 Amos exactly or less, then it's considered an opening and not a pirza. That's why it has to be a little bit more than 10 Amos. Now the Ramah continues and writes, Vim ein begova ha'ofar, it should be asara, because it's talking about tefachim over here in terms of the height of the dirt. So if the dirt over here is less than 10 tefachim tall next to the wall, imkein heve ki'ilu paret shom hakosa. This is what we explained before. You've halachically knocked down this wall, even though you physically didn't do anything to the wall, you just heaped up the dirt next to it, because you've minimized the wall, because the floor of the dirt over here is higher than the floor of the karpath. And therefore, this wall is halachically going to start not from where it physically starts, but only from the top of the dirt that you added. So that's why in Ein Begova Ofer Asara, if this dirt that you added is less than 10 tefachim tall, so therefore it's as if you have halachically decreased or diminished the wall. Shel Nishar Shom Govoa, it should be again Asara tefachim Lamala Ben Ofer, since you don't have above the height of the dirt a 10 tefach wall. You only have 8 tefachim, let's say, 6 tefachim, whatever it is, the heavy kikarkoi sakarpaf. And therefore, this dirt is considered like the floor of the karpaf, and the wall starts from the top part of the floor of the karpaf, which is the dirt, and therefore the wall is halachically less than 10 tefachim tall. The Mishnah Berurah will explain in Sivkat Lamed Hey that the proper understanding of this over here is that even though you're going to eventually remove this dirt over here, so when you do that, at least it was there for one Shabbos, so therefore it will halachically be considered that you nullify the wall. When you remove the dirt, it's as if you're rebuilding the wall from scratch, and now it's Hukof Ledira. Let's understand this a little bit better by reading the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamed Dalet. In Ein Begova, wrote to Lomar, the Chol Takana Zu Eino Ela Bishakol Gova Kosel Hu Pachos Mi Esum Tfachim. As we already pointed out earlier in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chavtes, and here's where I said the Chavetz Chaim in the Sharatzion Oslam and Gimel is going to explain what I'm saying now, and he alludes to it over here in this Mishnah Berurah. He says that the wall has to be less than 20 Tfachim. The Oz Yochol Lasos Tail Mishneit Stodim Begova Pachos Mi Asar Tfachim, because this way you can have a floor over here on each side of the wall that is wide for tefachim and is less than 10 tefachim tall, and it will minimize the wall. If the wall is 19 tefachim tall, so then you have a 9.5 dirt built up area, and you'll have 9.5 of wall. So both of them are less than 10 tefachim tall. The b'shiur kazeh efsha od lidros v'lahalo chalav. You can walk on this area over here, so it's considered over here ground, even though it's covering up part of the wall, and then you only have 9.5 tefachim, the example that I gave. And therefore you only count the existing halachic wall from the point of view of the top of this mound of dirt. The hatel choshiv kikarkoyes hakarpa, because this mound of dirt over here is considered like the floor of the karpaf, even though it's several tefachim above the floor of the karpaf, but it's considered halachically like the floor of the karpaf. B'kimishal nisha b'kosu misof hatel ulamala asora b'tefachim, and if you look at the actual part of the wall that's now not covered up by this dirt, it's going to be less than 10 tefachim tall. Have lay kosel kiporutz mishteit stodov. It's as if this wall has been breached on both sides, because it's less than 10 tefachim on both sides. Shari ein bo asora lo mi b'chutz lo mi. It doesn't have 10 tefachim on the inside or on the outside, and we have halachically breached this wall, even though you physically haven't done anything except put dirt next to it. One can see this inside, if one wants to, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Lamed Gimel, where he writes, the Chofetz Chaim says, the imheve asara mimonoshach lo bahani, because if this total wall over here were to be 20 tefachim plus, then you would have a problem, because either the wall itself would still have more than 10 tefachim to it if you put in dirt, or the dirt itself, if it's more than 10 tefachim, will now be a separate mechitza in and of itself, ayin in this Shaar HaTzion yourself, if you wish to see inside what I just said. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Lamed Hey. He says, "Va'af im chozer." What does that mean? He says, "Halosho megumgam." That's a little bit of a funny language. That's why I explained it like the Mishnah Berurah is about to tell us right now. Shari bal karcho tzorich litlo kidei sheyuchzuru hamechitzot lemakomam. You must eventually remove the dirt over here, or else you don't have a mechitz around this area. You can't carry this mechitza, even if it's quote mukaf ladira, because it's not mukaf. If you've removed the mechitza, you can't carry there. Then lochein, if you don't remove the dirt, also letalto ba, because afilu bepachus mibeis asayim, even if it's less than a beis asayim, it doesn't have mechitzas around it. And he says, Ayin and El Yerabba brings down B'shem Mabushi Yontif, Shekosav Shetzorch Lomar V'Av Shechoz V'chulei. It's that you will eventually go and remove this dirt. Not if you remove the dirt, but when you eventually remove the dirt, then it counts as Mukof Ledira. V'Rotz Lomar, he's telling us, V'Av Shechoz V'lokeach Ofar, even though eventually you're going to remove this dirt over here, Kadeshi is Galo HaMechitzos Mechadosh L'Shem Dira. So now the mechitzas are being, quote, created over here L'Shem Dira. Nevertheless, Mikomokum Lo Amrina Mishum Zeh She'Of Alon Izbato Me'Olam Klal Mishum Shedayt Yolachzul L'Fan. We don't say over here that since you're eventually planning on doing this, it's as if it never was mevatel the mechitzos. We say, no, it is mevatel the mechitzos, kivon da al kol ponim, bitlom l'shabbos echo, since you left it there for at least one Shabbos, so therefore it is considered that you nullify the wall, and therefore when you remove the dirt, it's as if you're creating the wall anew, and now it's mukof ledira. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Vav, Hainu befiv, you have to go and be mevatel this verbally. You have to say that I'm placing the dirt over here in order to nullify these walls. That is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in his Biur in the Biur Agra. The issue footnote number 19 does bring down, however, that there are those that say it would be dai im yevatel b'machshava. You just have to think that you're doing it for this purpose. You don't have to verbally actually say it. This was the first opinion that the Ramah brings down, the lenient opinion that says that this piling of the dirt on both sides of the wall is halachically going to destroy the wall, and therefore it would make it that when you remove the dirt, that it's now mukof l'shem dira. However, the Ramah brings down the yesh chokim. There are those that disagree with this yesh omrim that we just brought down. The offer lo have a bittul that you can't use dirt to nullify the wall, elo imkein ein osid l'fanos l'yolam, unless you're leaving it there permanently. And this is brought down in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen, as well as the Rosh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Zayin, Pirush, Ba'ofen Kozeh Shadaito Lefanosu. If you're going to remove this dirt, then it will never work. It has to be that you're leaving the dirt there permanently in order to be able to nullify this mechitza over here. And then you have to build, obviously, some other mechitza over here. You have to build up the wall in order to be able to carry in this enclosure. Sivkot lamed ches, elam kain ein osid, if you're not going to remove it. Vitzorach levatlo beferish liolam, and you have to expressly, actually say that you're going and being levatlo this wall forever. And he brings down, v'ayim be'achronim shedaitim lohoros kisvaro kam lohokel. How do we paskin over here? So he brings down achronim, they're paskin over here, like the first lenient opinion, the Yesh Omrim, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Lamed Ches, that this is the El Yerabba and the Graz, and also seems to be the opinion of the Trumas HaDeshen, if one looks into it carefully. However, he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah continues, the Ayin in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, Biber HaMaskel, on the previous page, on Reshut Aleph Omad Aleph, V'im Kosha Lo Lifrot Sakosel, he brings down, Hagra B'Beyuro, Cholek Al Iker Takant Zud the Trumas HaDeshen. The Vilna Gaon argues with this, Kula over here of the Trumas HaDeshen, and he explains that you're putting the dirt down, it will actually combine with the wall. You can combine a mound with a wall to make a mechitza. So putting the dirt there doesn't do anything to nullify the wall. It actually can combine with the wall to make a mechitza. That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. If you look in the Bir HaLacha, Shagro Cholik Al Ikur Din Zeh, the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this concept that the dirt can nullify the wall. He said, in fact, the dirt is added to the wall. You can combine a mound of dirt with a wall to make a bigger mechitza. In tomorrow's shir we will explain. There's another eitz over here. Shelo yitzarach lifrot sakosel, in order not to have to breach the wall physically. Tainu shiase mechitza she gavoa asarat tefachim biorach yoser meeser amos ruchok mimeno shalosha tefachim. What you can do over here is create a new wall. You make it more than three tefachim away from the old wall, so you don't have the problem of lavud over here. You make it at least 10 amos. Plus in its length, and in this situation, if it's 10 tefachim tall, so you've created a new wall, and you've basically made a new hekef over here, and therefore it's mukof ladira, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's shir. He says, "Ach kol ze eino moel gam kein rak beishal medes hamechitza." This will only work, of course, while the new mechitza is there. Avaloli acher shenofla. But if this new mechitza were to fall down, v'yachzer lisuro, the entire area would return to its original Isser status, the Harkos Rishon, because the first wall, Lahuk Faladira, was made before the Dira, and therefore it's not Mukaf Ladira, as we will also explain Uki the Kamon in Sif Yud Dalet. That was quite a mouthful, but now let's go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Tel Gavoa Asara. The word tel means a mound. It's actually a word in English that's the same exact in Hebrew, it means a mound. So this mound over here, this tail, is Gavoa Asara. If it's more than 10 tefachim tall, so then Dinok Karpa. It is considered like an enclosed Karpaf over here. Why is that? So Mishbur explains in Sivkot Lamites, if it's more than 10 tefachim tall, Asara tefachim, Vafilu Eno Zokuf Begova Harbe, even though it's not straight up from the ground, an raised area that is all 10 tefachim tall, Ella Kol Shemislaki to Asara tefachim Mitoch Arba Amos. As long as the slope over here is that it rises to a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos in the horizontal direction, so then it's halachically considered like a mechitza, like a 10 tefach wall, and this entire area of this mound over here would in fact be considered halachically enclosed, and you can carry within this if it's less than a base of sayim. As the Mishmur explains, in Sivkot Mem, Dino Kikarkaf, it has the halachic status over here of a karpaf. The ad so sayim mutilatat b'chulav, if it's less than a base of sayim, so then it's an enclosed area less than a base of sayim, and you can carry in this entire area. The ke'ilu mukaf mechitzos dami. We view this raised status of the tail over here as if there were walls around it. Obiosim is a sayim also latat, but if it's more than a base of sayim, so then it would be forbidden to go and carry in this over here, because this is a naturally occurring mechitza that wasn't made for the purposes over here of a dira, and therefore it would not be allowed to be carried into it, because as we pointed out in the beginning of this siman, there's a concern that you could easily mistake this for Rishus HaRabim, and if you carried in this area, you could easily go and carry in a Rishus HaRabim. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Karpaf Yosem Isasayim. If you have a large area, a field over here, Karpaf, that is more than a base Sasayim, Shanota bo ilanos lemayit aviro, that you planted within the trees in order to make the actual area of the ground that's not taken over by trees to be less than a base sasayim. So then, lo hevi miyut. This doesn't count at all towards the miyut over here, as the Mishabur explains in Sivkot Mem Aleph. When you're planting the trees over here, shelo yeh shitcho yoseh misosayim, that you now have the actual ground area, because the trees are blocking off some of it, that is less than a sasayim. V'yimut l'tal tobo, and you're thinking that maybe now you'd be able to carry it with it. No, the Mishabur explains, Sivkot Membe is lo hevi miyut, the trees don't count over here to be memayit, the base sasayim. Why? Shederech lasus came to karpifios, because it's normal to have trees in these karpaf areas, lehonos bam, so people can enjoy the shade, v'leishiv tachtem betzel, it's to sit underneath them and enjoy the sun, being blocked by the tree. The Efshel Lamayit Lahakshir Elabadvarim Shein Derech HaKarpifos Bekach. And therefore, the only thing that can be Mayit a Karpaf over here is something that's not for the benefit of the Karpaf, it's something that's placed over there that has nothing to do for the benefit of the Karpaf. And the Ramah adds, Vafilu Yesh Ben Gova Asora Rochav Arba. And this is true even if the trees over here have a height of more than 10 tefachim and a width of arba tefachim, so therefore it's a reshus hayochid, as brought down by the Magid Mishnah. Nevertheless, that is not going to go and minimize the area of the base assignment of the field. As the Mishbur explains in Sivkot Mem Gimel, the cholkim b'chomokum reshus la'atzma v'nasu reshus hayochid, even though this is now, this tree is reshus hayochid, nevertheless, afilu hoche eno mamayit, it doesn't count to go and minimize the area of the karpav, kiven shumi tashmishia karpav, because the karpav is going to use these trees, because as we said, you want to get the benefit of the shade of the trees. And the Mechaber then adds, V'uhadin l'chofer bo bor. The same halacha would apply if you were to dig a pit over here. It's the same thing as like the trees. If you have the trees there that block the space, so to the pit that blocks the space, is it considered to be memayif in the base of Sayim? As the Mishnah explains, in Sivkot Mem Dalet, you have this pit over here, Shomayim, it has water inside of it. And even Bafilu Omok Asar Tvachav Rochav Arboy, and even if it's a separate Rishus by itself, V'yafo Gav Dimokom Chalolo Eino Mokom Hiloch, and even though you can't walk in this space, obviously, Mikom Mokom Nimdod Bishir Sosayim, it does count towards the shear of the Sosayim, it doesn't minimize that shear. Duhunami Mitashmishi Karpaf Hu Kikilono, since it's halakhically exactly the same as the trees, that this water area over here is for the benefit of the Karpaf. The Kain Imoso Bor Begina, likewise, if a person makes a pit in a garden, Gam Kain Eino Mimayit, it doesn't detract from the size of the Gin over here, the Tashmish Aginu Lashkosu, because it's built for the purposes of here watering this garden. But something that wouldn't be for the benefit of the garden would in fact go and minimize the Beis HaSayim over here. And if it's less than the Beis HaSayim and it's enclosed, you'd be able to carry in it. And certainly something that is movable, which can obviously be removed at any point in time, doesn't go and minimize from the Beis HaSayim. With this, we conclude today's shiur.